takes a big government, don't you know, to manage this getting money from achievers and from people who do stuff, people who make things, to get that money and give it to poor people who just happen to not be as smart or as enterprising, or maybe they're just plain lazy. Hi, everyone. Martin Zender here, finishing the week talking about my really hatred of big government, because big government is going to eventually be called the one world government. Talk about big government. How's that? And society is being groomed for it mentally and emotionally. They're being dismantled and they're becoming babies. And society is becoming babies. They're becoming lazy. They think the government owes them stuff. The government is a rather innocent-sounding word for people who love power and who love to lord it over other people under the guise of being generous and under the guise of caring for your needs. I care for your needs. Same thing I see with church signs. Oh, the church, we care for your well-being. And the church signs come out there, and we want our church to be your home. Come on, give me a break. What you really want is power. What you really like, the idea of attendance, of people coming into your church and needing you. And if the people suddenly became spiritually independent and strong and no longer needed you, then, ooh, that would hurt, because it really isn't about the well-being of the people, is it? No, it's about them needing you. And then you become jealous of any entity that would take that person away. And if I tell you that I'm going to free you, then the church becomes jealous. That's why the Pharisees became jealous of Jesus Christ, because suddenly the people flocked to Jesus Christ and they loved him. They loved his message because he was giving them freedom, really, a spiritual independence. And this threatened the establishment. That's good. I hate the establishment. And Washington, speaking of the United States, is an establishment. And it's corrupt. And some people like that because they, as soon as the government starts giving people money, then you become used to it, you see. You become dependent on it. That's where the term dependence comes from. A child in his parents' house is a dependent. He depends on his parents. But that's because he's young and he's still pooping his pants. And when that kid grows up, he goes out on his own. No, well, big government, one world government, wants you to continue to poop your pants and be dependent on mommy to change them and take care of you and give you money and provide your education, provide your health care. None of these things ought to be happening. If a man can't afford health care, neither shall he have health care. I have not had health care for 6, 7, 8 years. That's right, I'm uninsured, my friends. And it is the way it is. I take care of myself. Yeah, if something happens, I go to the hospital and I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it. Slowly, but I'll pay for it. But this idea that I am owed a living by a cold, heartless entity who pretends to care for me, but really just wants me as a ward dependent. No, no. That's fakery. And again, this media circus that we have going on is designed to soften people, to make people emotional. Food does that too. Sugar does it. Caffeine does it. Makes people very emotional, and it makes them nervous, and the world is so scary that I need Big Brother to take care of me. I need Big Brother to take care of me. And so again, you live by the government, you die by the government. If you want to be tied that closely to depend on it, then when it decides you're done, then you're done, right? Same with me. The beauty of my job is, I mean, it wasn't really beautiful when I was selling Coca-Cola. The beautiful thing about my job is I am not beholden to an organization. If I was paid by a church, if I was paid by a huge organization like the Baptist Church, then I really become dependent on them for my sustenance. Please keep giving me food. Please keep giving me money, oh mighty church. Well, we will, as long as you keep doing what we want you to do. And so really, I'm being bought by the church. They are buying my loyalty. They are buying my, yeah, period, my loyalty. And so I have to follow their creeds. I have to follow their doctrines. This is the same when you become beholden to government. If you get your money from them, and they can dictate certain things to you. They can dictate what you can say, what you can't say. If I was a nonprofit organization, then I can't say certain things. Because now I'm tied to the government. People have asked me, Martin, why aren't you a nonprofit organization? You can make more money. Yes, I really could. Because then anything you contribute to this work would be tax deductible. You can't do that. Why? Because I don't want to be tied in any way to government. Because then I'm susceptible to certain regulations. I don't want that. I don't want that from a church either. I'm a freelance guy. I am able to tell you what I think, what I see in the scriptures without fear of censure from higher ups, because my higher up is the Lord. I serve the Lord, and you help me to keep being this way. I keep saying this. You give me money to make sure I do nothing for money. I'm probably offending many of you now by talking about politics, because some of you might be liberals, you might be big Hillary Clinton fans, and you might want to see big government because you care about other people, you're soft, you're emotional. I understand that. I am too. I love people. But I also thank God that that emotional part of me that just wants everybody to be happy, and I don't want to hurt your feelings, so just here, have everything that you want. That's in me, okay? But it's tempered by reading the scriptures and seeing how God operates in my own life, that love must be tough, you see. So I disciplined my children. It was very hard to do. Most people don't do it. There's all sorts of parenting philosophies now where you give them a timeout. Timeout, Johnny. Timeout. You can only play your video game for 3 hours today instead of, you know, four. And so, you know, this is what they call discipline. Because you're afraid if you're too hard on your kids, they're going to hate you for the rest of your life. We're taught that. We're taught that. That if we're tough love, then the kids are going to hate us. And this is emotionalism. It's not logic. It's not common sense. None of those things. It's based on emotionalism. It's based on the fact that I have good intentions. But good intentions don't matter for anything. What are the results? Johnny goes out and he's a jerk for his rest of his life, because you were too nice to him. You didn't discipline him. You gave him everything you want because you cared for him, or you thought you were, but you really weren't. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. You ever heard that one? Yes. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. An enemy will sugarcoat everything, tell you how great, how nice, how wonderful everything is, and this is going to be the one world government. How nice, how wonderful everything is. And it always has a nice face, a nice front. Oh, the White House looks fantastic, doesn't it? It's a White House. And this facade of wanting to help you, behind it is an evil, evil, selfish desire to control you. And to hold its own power. That's the thing with career politicians. They're not trying to help you. They're doing everything in their power every day to keep their jobs, because they have all these wonderful perks. They get free haircuts, free healthcare, free limos, free rent, free everything, and the respect, awe, and worship of all the people. I'm a senator. Oh, are you a senator? Well, really, you should be moving on, numbnuts, because you're in it to keep your job. You're not in it. If you do anything unpopular, you're out. So you always have to stick your finger in the wind, see which way it's blowing, and do what everybody wants, because you're a slave. You're a slave of populism. Populist. You're a populist. You love popular things only. That's it. That's all you love. I told you how. And so this is all prepare. All this stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised if Hillary. Really, now I'm thinking about it. Hillary gets elected. The government's going to get bigger. The companies are going to be punished more with bigger taxes. People are going to get more free stuff and become stupider and lazier than they are now. So, but then there has to come a point, there has to be a turning point, then a tipping point where people become dumb enough. That's why I'm wondering, has that tipping point been reached where have we been made dumb enough already? We've had 8 years of Obama. Surely we're stupid enough now. Well, no. We need to be 4 years stupider before the Superman comes in, so we need Hillary. That could be. So, you know, I'm willing for that to happen. We're not quite at the level of stupidity we need to be before the Superman. Of course, I want the Superman to come in. I want the man of lawlessness. Why? Because then I'm closer and you're closer to our snatching away. Simple. That's why. Because I want out of here. And so do you. So we're excited. I started to say something 2 days ago or last week. It's a double blessing, if you ask me, to have the Antichrist on the scene. For one thing, he's going to make things great again. That's why I'm hoping Trump, maybe Trump's it. I hope so. Make America great again. And everything's going to go good for a while. So in my flesh is going to enjoy that, isn't it? Yeah. Better wages. People have jobs. People are getting killed. Terrorists are shoved out of the way. Get rid of, they're gone. They're not allowed to come into the country and kill us. Common sense. Why do we let people into the country who kill us? Because we don't want to look like we're against them. We want them to know that we're their friends. We're not against Islamics. We love all those people. And we're not even allowed to. You notice at the airport, they're shaking down 90-year-old grandmothers in wheelchairs. And they're letting the Middle Eastern guy go by with minimal intrusion. Why? I don't want him to think that I hate Muslims. That's the whole thing. We're conditioned that way from social media, from Hollywood movies, from entertainment. Nobody wants to be seen as offending anyone. So that's where this political correctness comes in. And I contend to you that political correctness would not exist were it not for worldwide media, worldwide entertainment, worldwide. It seeps through the music, it seeps through movies, it seeps through television, it seeps through mainstream media, it seeps through education, it seeps through all these institutions that have become mainstream. Mainstream is bad stream. That's why we don't like mainstream. I don't like mainstream anything. I don't like mainstream education. I don't like mainstream medicine. I don't like mainstream religion, obviously. I don't like mainstream government. Because humans can't handle it. So he who is independent of the system actually now comes into a position where truth can be received. Because truth is not found in mainstream. It's not found in mainstream medicine. It's primitive there. Mainstream medicine, it's primitive. They're zapping you with radiation. They're cutting your limbs. It's primitive. And I do mean to say it like Porky Pig. Mainstream education, the result is more stupidity when you come out. You have no practical knowledge of anything. You just have a new worldview that's been given you by, quote, higher education. You become philosophical and you smoke a pipe and you suddenly, you know, hug a tree. And it's just unbelievable what happens when people go to college. I would avoid it at all costs. I tell you to stay out of church. I tell you to stay out of college. Mainstream religion, obviously, is no good. Truth isn't there. They teach eternal torment, for the love of God. So don't get me started on any of this. Ha! But I started 14 minutes ago, didn't I? Yes, I started 14 minutes ago when I turned the microphone on, and I'm not finished yet. I'm not finished yet. I got at least a minute and 30 seconds here. So the truth is what we want. The truth is not found in the popular thing. The truth is found on the edges. The truth is found undercover. The truth is found here in the laundry room. The truth is found working at McDonald's. The truth is found driving a truck. The truth is found cleaning bathrooms at midnight in an office suite. That was another of my fantasy jobs. I am not kidding you. Used to fantasize about being on my own in an office complex at midnight, just cleaning the trash, emptying trash baskets, cleaning toilets. I'm like, it used to be such a relief to me to do something like that. Noble work. It's noble work. I love people who have jobs. I love people who do what some people would think are ignoble jobs. No, there's no work that is honest work that helps people. Cleaning toilets, this is a needed thing. My God, some people should do more of it. Even people who sell Coca-Cola. I made fun of it before, but not really. It's a good thing. If you want Coca-Cola, it's an honest wage to sell, to make, and to sell Coke. And again, it depends on the market for its success. It's not propped up by the government. The success or failure of it is not dictated to by the government, like that basketball coach who dictated who was successful and who was not, in spite of who was actually successful. This is what free market is all about. It's letting these things happen naturally and organically. If Coke tasted like paint thinner, no one would buy it. But that coach would reward it. Oh, you taste like paint thinner. That's okay. We don't want you to feel bad. Here's the trophy, even though your Coke tastes terrible. It's not fair. I remember who was Steve Martin was at the Academy Awards, and Chicago, the musical Chicago, was winning all the awards. And Steve Martin said, it's not fair that a movie that everybody likes so much should win all these awards. In other words, the joke was, we should penalize it. It has a disadvantage because it was made in such a way that everybody liked it. That's not fair. It was made in such a way that everybody liked it. The basketball player trained hard in such a way that he became so successful that he won all the trophies. Ooh, we can't let that happen. Oh, but we can, and we should.